Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Wallisoff.
Ruth Wallisoff.
I just said Ann. I'm sorry. I know it's Ruth. I've been calling you Ruth all day. Now you became Ann.
It's because you're looking at next week's schedule and Ann's coming on.
Oh, so it was Ann Hirsch and Ruth.
Yeah. Right.
You threw yourself
off. So now next week I'll be calling her Ruth.
Right. I hope so.
I will. I promise. Don't worry. We had a great show today.
Yes.
Honestly, with the two fellas.
We always have a great show.
Yep. Jason and Bruce, they were really so informative. And it really is.
And this, very, very interesting for seniors especially.
Right. Yeah. No, this show really does. I mean, you know, I tell people all the time, you learn something. Today, we learned that long-term care insurance is going to be paying for non-medical home services.
That's interesting.
That's huge. Because those are things people need, yes. And that's out-of-pocket expense.
I wonder if that's for new long-term care insurance people or people
I'm
going to
find look into it more. Because I've
have long-term care.
Yeah.
So care insurance.
If you make an adjustment, if the state's making it in New York State, it has to be for everybody. Because it's the law on how you can get the payment. Mm-hmm. So I can't see one of the insurance companies not going along with it when the other ones do. But, I mean, it'll be interesting to see.
But I think he said it's going to start in 2019.
Yeah, 19. So it'll be next year. But it has to be, meaning, has to be up in Albany right now.
I guess it's going to
be making a bill. So, therefore, somebody's talking about it. But now, Ruth, we're wasting time. This is the Christina Liu show. What are we talking about long-term care insurance
for? That's right. It's a good little recap. You were just discussing your golden nuggets. So.
Yes. That was the golden nugget. Yes. It really was. That's a tremendous information. But we now have Christina Liu back from her birthday, back from her Turkos vacation. Ready to rock and roll now with Project Independence.
I know. I'm still a little bit in vacation mode. I'm, like, really, like, out of it. Between everything I said, it's been a whirlwind, but all good things. Today was a great show.
And we have to have a concert. I'm not going to do a number. I was going to do a number today. I'm not. We needed to concentrate and not start focusing already. If Dan's listening, we're not doing a number, Dan.
We just needed a breather.
17.
Yeah, there's... wow. Interesting. But yeah, I want to remind people that coming up tomorrow is the fabulous Stop program for Town of North Hempstead.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yeah, I can't believe when I was like, oh my God, it's already tomorrow. And it's going to be Sunday as well. So Saturday, Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be at the North Hempstead Beach parking lot. And we certainly encourage everyone. The weather is supposed to be nice, it looks like. So it's a good reason to kind of gather up all your stuff and go over to the beach and drop it off and make some space. You can get rid of things such as aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, rechargeable and lithium batteries, TVs and computers, latex and water-based paints, and they take it dried out. So
right.
Just so
and where is this going to be?
At North Hempstead Beach Park.
Did you ever go?
No.
They take the stuff out of your car.
Oh, really?
So, you know, like just say... You're a woman, you can't get, you know, your son or somebody can put the stuff in your car, uh-huh. An air conditioner or this, that, or the other mm-hmm. thing. You drive there, you just open the trunk. They have loads of people on this location. They take the stuff out
of
your
car. Yeah, and it's almost like a little stop. So if you want to drop off, you know, the pesticides, all that stuff, then the other section you can go down to the giant, which everyone loves, giant truck. That shreds documents. So you're able to bring up to 6 banker-sized boxes to the event. And it's really good. You could watch literally all your documents get shredded.
Right.
Now, especially we really
encourage... In front of your eyes.
Yeah, and we encourage people to do it because, listen, I have one of those tiny little shredder things, and I feel like it always burns out
somehow.
You know, because you're shredding too much.
Me
so this
too.
Way,
Me
you
too.
Could just, you know, because it's really important to do those things because, unfortunately,
nowadays,
we are in
a
day and age where, you know, these scams actually happen. And it would also is nice, too, for every 2,000 pounds of paper the town recycles equates to 17 trees saved. So it has, like, a dual purpose.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely something that is worth it. And also that will be there. Is the Big Brothers Big Sisters truck, and they collect clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, area rugs, bikes, luggage, picture frames. I mean, they collect a lot of things. I donate to them all the time. And obviously, the clothes, you know, donate something that, you know, is still wearable. We're not donating garbage, you know, so we want people to know that. But the change that actually happened last year is that they don't take pharmaceuticals anymore there.
This is due to Nassau County Police Department regulations.
But if you want to dispose of unwanted medicines, you could always drop them off 24/7 at your local police precinct. They now have, spots over there to do that.
So the stop event is going to be Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And if you can't make that or if you want to, you know, gradually get rid of things, there'll be another one on June 23rd. That's going to be at Westbury High School. And it'll also be back at North Hempstead Beach Park on Saturday and Sunday of October. But October so far away, we don't want to think about October because we want to get to the summer and the nice weather first. But I really encourage people to do it. It's certainly, and like I said, the weather should be nice. So it's a reason. It's a nice drive, too. Getting to North Hempstead Beach Park is a really pretty area, too. So definitely we encourage people to kind of purge all the things that have accrued over the winter.
Right.
I want to also remind people that our next issue of The Pioneer should hopefully be hitting homes in the next week or so. It's really going to be a great issue. The Pioneer is our newsletter we send out three times a year. It goes to about, I think it's like up to 50,000 households.
Really?
Or something. That's a lot. And the whole theme of this issue, we really wanted to focus on our partners and the, because we've been fortunate to have them on the radio show. So we like to feature, you know, just to show people stories about things that have occurred, with people that have used them. So it's something that we're going to have an article on rebuilding together.
On what?
Long Island. Rebuilding together.
Rebuilding.
Long Island.
Okay.
Which
boating
is,
together? Hmm? Boating?
Rebuilding.
Oh, rebuilding.
Yes. Rebuilding together, Long Island.
Sorry.
They are a home repair company. We've had them on here. They do things like grab bars and ramps. They install a lot of ramps. So we actually have some little stories that were submitted about them and the impact that the ramp had on the lives. We also have a blurb about our TRI program, which we love. We've had them on the radio program before. So there and there. We have, of course, a little thing about our radio show co-hosting. We have also Older Americans Month is coming up in May. And the theme of May's Older Americans Month is Engage at Every Age, which corresponds with the Project Independence mission, which is wonderful. And then we just have, you know, little things about reminding people of our services, our transportation program. We have a little tribute to Gerald Peretzman, who unfortunately we lost a couple of months ago. It's it should be a thing. And I really encourage people, it should be coming. Hopefully, we're doing some final edits now, so it should be hitting homes the next 2 weeks or so. And if you don't get it, always call 311. It'll get sent over to me, and I'll make sure your name is on our list. So,
engage at every age. I like that.
Yeah. I love when the themes kind of correlate with, things that are going on within Project Independence, and we certainly, at Project Independence have all these different groups to keep you active. Exercise classes, are always in full swing, and they're all free. There's yoga, there's Tai Chi, there's fitness, there's Zumba, line dancing. They're all at all different locations. And I recommend, just getting engaged and getting out there and doing it. So that's what we're always promoting.
This is a great one. I like this.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun theme. I wanted to kind of, because Paula and myself were talking. I was like, we have such wonderful partners at Project Independence that we've been, we talked about on the other show too, that we've been partnered with now for over, 10 years. So I think it's important to kind of show people just the impact it has.
You hear
these things, it sounds like a great program. But when you actually hear firsthand about the difference that something made in someone's life and helped them age in place, I think it's always important to share. So
TRI, Ruth, that's the Rehabilitation Institute.
I want to say that TRI, the director, I think
Andrew
Susan Pfeiffer.
Oh, Susan Pfeiffer. Yeah, she does
mentioned to me that she thought you were excellent.
Oh, thank you.
John, really.
Last time they were on.
She didn't say I was here.
Ruth, were you here when TRI was on?
Yes, I was
here. Oh, okay. Then I was going to say that story.
And also Carmine DeSena was here.
Yes.
And Tom Suozzi.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we had pictures.
Tom Suozzi?
Tom Suozzi is the politician, the congressman.
Oh, that was the day he was on,
yes,
too?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Okay.
We had three guests that day.
Okay.
But
yes,
she had mentioned to me that you were excellent. She didn't say anything about me.
Because she knew all along you were excellent.
right.
No, and that's, we actually have an article that Susan, because I love just want to give a shout out to Susan and both Angie Cohen over at TRI because they're both absolutely wonderful.
Oh, I agree.
And, you know, we're in constant communications and they're just such pleasant, amazing people. And I asked them to submit a little article too because I wanted to stress too that the amazing thing about the TRI Help at Home program is really the benefits on both sides. You know, mm-hmm. whereas the seniors mm-hmm. getting this work done, it's also beneficial to the workers who are, you know, in this training program. And so many of them have gone on to, you know, have a job in, you know, a different
thing. That was my
thing.
Point.
I think that's
wonderful.
So,
it's really
so there's actually a story in our Pioneer about one of the workers and kind of his journey into things. We had him on the radio show and stuff, too. So it's just amazing. And I think it's important to show these, you know, in a time when all you hear is a lot of negative things
right.
in the world, I think it's really important to focus.
It's a pleasure to have something positive.
Absolutely. Right. And there is still good and people doing good things. So, but also on the topic of TRI, there's actually going to be a fundraiser in my neck of the woods at the Governor's Comedy Club. They're going to have it on Thursday, May 31st at 8 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. And it's really a donation thing. So they suggest a donation of about $20. You're not forced to donate that amount, obviously. But it's really a nice little event.
May 31st?
May 31st. So it's 8 p.m., but the doors open at 6:30. And you can call, obviously, you can always call 311 and I can give you this information. Or you can call TRI directly, which is Andrew Cohen, who is the head of it. You call him at 516-741-2010. And that's.
Will you repeat the number
yes,
again?
Yes, that's extension 1003. It's 516-741-2010, extension 1003. But you could also always just call 311 and I can give you that information. But I think it's a, you know, it's a great organization. So if you are in the mood to laugh, which everyone I think should do now and again, definitely check that out at Governor's Comedy Club.
Perfect.
Yes. And also coming up, because I can't believe we're actually almost, you know, my birthday month is really coming to a close with all these like late April dates. Tuesday, April 24th, we're having a wonderful chat.
That's my birthday.
Oh,
really?
There you go. See?
So what are they doing?
You could actually go to Healthy Living. This is how you want to celebrate your birthday. You can go to Healthy Living for your brain and body. It's presented by Elizabeth Robles, who actually will be on our radio program May 4th. And she is the community education manager over at the Alzheimer's Foundation. So she'll be over here talking about how to learn how to delay the onset of cognitive decline and keep your brain fit. That'll be a Clinton.
I probably should go to that.
It sounds good. Listen, who doesn't want to, you know, keep your brain fit, you know, and find out good tips? That is going to be Tuesday, April 24th, Ruth's birthday, if everybody wants to mark it down. From 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. So
perfect. We're going to a break already. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, and we'll be right back.